Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? As a reminder, you can always check out my blog at wecanprepare.org. You can always get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. And our purpose there is to be, for both the radio program and the blog, is to be reinforcing this, the information that's available in the books. If you want to find out how to purchase those, just go to wecanprepare.org under store, or get in touch with me and I'll see if I can help you walk you through that process. Because what we want to do is be able to get a good foundation and some basics so we can see and apply what those basics look like. God does not want us to live holding on by the skin of our teeth, hanging on by our fingernails. You're not a victim. You're a victor. And whatever is holding you back is there to be overcome. God is not, we're not in a codependent relationship with God. When we think we need to meet certain standards in order to get him to love us, we are operating out of codependency. And we're not going to get too far off into that. But just to reinforce the whole notion that you don't have to get anything from God. You have already, in your spirit, received everything you need for life and godliness, for ruling and reigning in this kingdom now. The problem is not your relationship with God. It's your relationship between your soul and your spirit. And the beliefs and the wounds and the habits that you have are the hindrances between your soul and your spirit. So those are the things that we want to cooperate with God. We don't do it ourselves. We cooperate with God and deal appropriately. There are distinct ways to deal with each one of those. So we deal with those depending on God to give us the order, the priority, and the using the tools and the skills that he's training us to use. They're already available. All the tools you need, the weapons of your warfare, are already available. But we have to learn how to use them. And before we can use them on anyone else, against your outward enemies, we need to learn how to use them inwardly. God sets the priority for what's important to him. But very often we get so distracted by the outward enemies, we don't see that the reason we have so many outward enemies is because we are vulnerable inside. And so let's take care of those wounds and the beliefs and the habits that are hindering the flow of God from our spirit through our soul, through even our body, to our outward enemies, whether they are personal enemies or whether they are enemies to the things God wants to do in this world. God doesn't need you to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in this world. He doesn't really need you to accomplish the effects in your life that he wants to accomplish. But he does need you to be with him in the effort, because that's his goal. is that you be one with him. So you are critical to his plan. He's not at all concerned about what's going on in the world. He's not at all concerned about the circumstances in your life. He's concerned about you. About where you're getting your information, your strength, your motivation, your encouragement, your information. What are you basing your decisions on? What are you basing your emotions on? If they're anything other than him, then the information he provides, then the motivation he provides, that's what he's going after. He's kicking the legs out of the tables that used to accommodate our own way of doing things. And sometimes we just see it as nothing but chaos. But it's from him. So we need to learn to recognize when God is doing, when God's rocking the boat. Because when he's doing it, we don't need to try to stop it. When we try to stop it, we're fighting him. So God's idea of peace and rest is totally different than ours. So we want to be aware of what's his idea of Christianity is relationship. And we've been talking about getting on that same page with him regarding our purpose now and the hindrances. And we've talked about how not knowing him, not knowing how to know him, hinders our purpose. We so often think that going to church and being involved in church activities and reading our scriptures and worshiping and going to conferences and giving to the poor and evangelizing and you fill in the blank, that this is what constitutes a relationship with God. That's a one-time thing. You become saved and then you're basically occupying till he comes. You're fulfilling a list of things that if you do these things, you are in relationship with God. Well, how unsatisfying that must be to him. Think if that's the way you reacted in your other relationships, your marriage, your friendships, your family. Well, for instance, well, I'm your sister, so I don't need to be nice to you. I don't need to get in touch with you. I don't need to let you know what's going on in my life. Or that's all I need to do is send you a card on your birthday. The bare minimum. Or in a marital relationship. Once you've gotten married, is that all that's required for a marriage? Or is there continued trust, continued work, continued communication, continuing shared goals, continuing change? Or is, okay, I got the marriage certificate, that's all I need. Well, unfortunately, that does seem to be the case in some situations, but that's not enough for God. He's not going to leave you where you are right now. He's not going to leave you where you were when he first drew you into his family. He chose you because you were ready for him. Now, he made you ready for him. He made you able to recognize his knocking on your door, and he made you able to respond. So it's all him, but it's all us. Don't try to figure it out. If you got nothing better to do, you can always spend more time with him. But don't be trying to draw conclusions on information you don't have all the information for. He's a big God. And in your spirit, you do understand what he's doing in your life. But again, you've got that, those hindrances, those interferences between your spirit and soul. He's working on that. And this is where we get that whole concept, the whole notion of revelation. God reveals himself. And often that revelation is not all of a sudden God showing up and going, here's the information. Rather, it's a veil that's dropping all between our soul and our spirit. That hindrance is suddenly removed, and we see what's going on in our spirit. So when you think of it in those terms, how much revelation from God do you want? How much information? How much relationship? It's all there right now. There's nothing hindering you from going after him. Except your wounds, your beliefs, and your habits. But those can be dealt with. And he wants you to deal with them. Because he wants you. And you want to too. So how does religion hinder our purpose now? Our preconceived religious beliefs are some of our greatest hindrances. Generally speaking, we catch our doctrines. We catch our beliefs from what we hear and what we read, what we've heard growing up, and not necessarily from what the Lord himself has revealed to us. So part of that process of bringing us into relationship with him is that he brings to the surface the source and the foundation of what we believe. And sometimes what we believe is from him, and it stands. But a lot of times what we believe is not from him. And it crumbles. What is from him will stand objective testing, will stand the light of day. We don't need to go, well, I just need to believe it by faith. Okay, anybody can do that. Doesn't have any reflection on your relationship to God whatsoever. And that's what we're after, relationship. But God shows us what we believe by putting us into situations where those beliefs are tested. Since none of us has all truth, at least some of what each of us believes is based on inadequate information. We don't have all the information we need to draw conclusions. And a lot of times when God gives you information, he doesn't give you the supporting evidence. That's what faith is. It's when he tells you a thing, but doesn't tell you how you're going to get there. Or doesn't tell you why it works. Faith isn't about you pumping up your own motivation or understanding or acceptance. It's when you hear something from God, but he doesn't give you all the missing information. We need to be willing to change our mind. We need to be willing and active in submitting what we believe to objective scrutiny. What is truth from him will stand up under inspection. It is not faith in what we believe that is important, but faith in the living person of Jesus himself. God is alive, he's well, and he's sitting right next to you. Religion is anything other than dependence on God. So, Christian religion is no better than Buddhism, atheism, Islam, any other ism out there. Just by saying, well, it's based on the Bible, doesn't make it any different than any other religion. You can believe the Bible and not know God. And yet there are others who have never read the Bible and are even steeped in other religions that once God reveals himself to them, they easily know him without, again, ever having been exposed to the Bible. And so often, once we become a Christian, we're given this list, okay, now here's what you need to do. And so rarely is the first thing you need to learn to hear from God for yourself. It's no, we will teach you what you need to know. We will get you active in what you need to be doing. These things are not God's requirements. They're religious requirements. So religion is any aspect of life, Christian life, that purports to define our relationship with God. Only relationship is relationship. And only relationship with God, only knowing him, only hearing his voice, communing with him, getting your needs met from him. Getting your needs met. Satisfaction, change, healing, freedom, liberty, motivation, getting your needs met by God alone, himself, personally, truly and finally, only those things satisfy. Religion, religious activity, religious knowledge, religious patterns do not satisfy. That's why I have to do them every week or every day or a couple times a day. We're just coming out of the Easter season. The resurrection changed everything. If we were to drive, if we were to go over to another country like England, where they drove on the other side of the road, and we continued to drive on our side of the road, we would get in an accident pretty quick. And it wouldn't matter how often you said, well, this is the way I've always done it. Well, that's not the way we do it here. That's how drastically things changed at the resurrection. It doesn't matter if that's the way you used to do it. It doesn't matter that that's the way you've always done it. It doesn't matter that you have a driving book that says these are the rules of the road for your country. It's, you're in a different country now. You have to follow the rules of the road there. And now that you're a Christian, there are new rules of the road. You can't mix them. You are a new creature in Christ. You have a new relationship. You are a new person that's never existed before. You are a spirit being. you now have a soul and you live in this body. But your opportunity to know God is totally different than it ever was before. When we ask God questions, our goal now is to get the answer. Not just, oh God, why are you doing this? And then go on about our business. Why is this happening to me? He wants to tell you the answer. That's how real he is. He hears you when you say that. He's not a God afar off. He's, again, sitting right next to you. Yes, he's in you, and he's sitting next to you. He's a really big guy. So understanding that we are after a relationship with a real and living God, and those hindrances, religion, our beliefs, and our habits hinder us from entering into that rest and that satisfaction. We give him permission to change our minds and to bring to the surface those things, those areas, that religious aspect of us all that he wants to change, that's hindering him. There may be things that you see in other people that you know is hindering them. That's none of your business. You may find yourself saying something or doing something, but that's totally different than you taking it on as your responsibility. And that's always a good indicator when we find ourselves doing a new thing or find ourselves changed, that God is the one who made the change, or God is the one who arranged the circumstances that we now find ourselves in. This is something we each have to experience for ourselves. When you try to even get rid of religion in your life, if it's not from him, if it's not him doing it, you're doing it out of your flesh. And you're increasing, you're strengthening that hindrance. We get in a hurry. We want to have it all taken care of. We want to be ready for the next thing. And God wants you to be ready. So be assured he's more than capable of doing a real quick work. What you may think is going to take years, 10 years, because maybe it's taken 10 years in someone else, or you just feel it's such a mammoth task, he can do in a tenth of a second. There's always more. God always has more to give, and he's making you able to receive everything that he wants to give you. And then when he runs out of something to give, he creates more to give. That's his nature. His nature is not judgment, judging, evaluating. His nature is to give, to share with us who and what he is. Religion also hampers our fulfillment of our purpose now through those we have placed in authority over us. We often subtly believe that making our leaders happy also makes God happy. Meeting expectations in their eyes is what God requires of us. Well, first, God is not depending on us or anyone else to make him happy. He doesn't need our glory or our honor. He's not out there somewhere going, oh my gosh, I need the glory fix. I'm running low on glory. Glory, who can I get to glorify me? He glorifies himself. Second, our relationship with God is between him and us and no one else. You and he get to decide how it's going. And the only way you're going to know is to ask him. This gives God and us the only authority over that relationship and everything that springs from it. You don't need any meddling neighbors, Christian or otherwise, into your own business. Your relationship with God is between you and him. If you want to get along with God, stay out of his chair. He's the God. And don't let anyone else sit in it either. If you're turning to anyone or anything else before you turn to God, you're giving them greater authority in your life than God. Don't let others establish standards for pleasing God or give in to others' expectations of service or conditions of salvation. In other words, don't let anyone tell you that, okay, now that you're a Christian, in order to keep that Christianity, you have to be involved in the church, or you have to give a certain amount of money. That's extortion. I'm sorry. Anytime there's a condition or a blessing or a curse associated with money, it's extortion. Giving is freely, is free. Anytime there's a string on it, it's not giving. God is a jealous God. So don't give others authority over your spiritual life and walk that God has reserved for himself. He's reserved and he's paid the price to be the authority in your life. When you turn to others, when you allow them to tell you what your relationship with God should look like, you're turning away from what God has paid for. You're dissing him. You're disrespecting him. Now, we all do that to some extent. We're still in process. But these are the beliefs that God wants to change, the religious beliefs that God wants to change. And that change will free you and bring you into liberty, personal freedom, personal liberty. With that personal freedom comes personal responsibility. Just as God frees you from others' manipulation, he gives you responsibility for the decisions, the thoughts, the beliefs, and the actions. And yes, your feelings, your emotions. And he brings them into alignment with what he says is true. But he's worth it. And so, Lord, we just ask you right now, if there is any area where we are relying on religion, anything other than you, bring it to the surface. We give it to you, and we give you permission to Remove it from our lives, whatever it takes. We want to have a pure relationship with you. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow morning, 7:30. Until then, have a great day. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.